This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen, I want you to head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening up there. Smarter people than I in the chat room that you can discuss and have some fun with. Now, Becca Keating will join me, and she has, you know what? She's working on her second book. I'm kind of pseudo somewhat kind of jealous here, because where'd it go? I just had it. The book's about impacting your world, and oh, there it is. Okay. So her book, Impact Your World. Now, she really, in the book, she tells you how to really be a constitutional citizen and why that's important. It is important, by the way. Really, if we don't live by something, if we don't have some rules, you know, right now, as you're seeing, it's happening with the elite, with his and her highness. Actually, I'm surprised the Obamas and the Clintons haven't really duked it out, because, you know, they both want to be the royalty. They both want to be remembered. And both of them together, and now some of you are going to shoot me over this, but both of them together don't have as much class. Both couples, the Obamas and the Clintons, don't have as much class as JFK and Jackie. John and Jackie were truly, If this country ever had royalty, it was John and Jackie. And I realize there's a lot of people have negatives about them and what have you, but there's no doubt in my mind, staunch right-wing Republican, that John Kennedy loved this country. He had a love for the... He had great speech writers that he could cry on demand or whatever, but he had a love for this country. No question about it. And I don't believe I don't believe for a minute that his hate of racism had to do with him being a Democrat. I don't believe that for a second. I believe it was the person that he was. Yeah, I know, he cheated on Jackie. I got all of that. I mean, some of you are going to send me hate mail. I hear you. But you know what? Don't send me the email unless you can look at your past and decide that you've done nothing wrong. Then let's talk. I'm only dealing with the man's love for the country, okay? Not how he treated his family. And he didn't treat them that poorly, my friends. But if he was alive today, if he was running for president today, I'd probably vote for him over any of them. But to try to make Mr. and Mrs. Obama royalty, I just want to go gag. They don't have one tenth of a love for this country that most people do. I'll put it that way to keep it clean. And all the Clintons want to do is, you know, that factory. They want to make money, be royalty, and be seen as king and queen. It's sickening. It's more than sickening. Anyway, let's talk about Uncle Joe. He's back again. I'm telling you, they should have kept him locked up in the closet. You cannot let this guy out for long periods of time. So Biden says that Trump can't be trusted with the nuclear secrets. And he went on and on and on about how, you know, Trump was untrustworthy and he was a loose cannon. And as I've explained to you guys millions of times, Trump in and of itself, there's no button in the White House, there's no button in the bedroom that he can press and nuke Russia or nuke Iran or nuke. He can't do it. He can't even walk down to the Joint Chiefs of Staff to say, okay, we're going to launch a nuclear war. If you don't think he's going to get pushed back on that, I don't know what to tell you. And I'll tell you something else. I called it last summer. You go check out the show. I'm actually going to pull it back up. You checked it. I told you that our military would start to crack under this president. They would not do what he wanted to do. I told you that we had enough law enforcement officials and people in positions of authority that would not carry out his every wish. And they're cracking. We've got FBI that's leaking stuff all over the place. We've got people in the administration that are dropping things all over the place against Obama, against the Clintons. These are hardcore Dems that have kept their mouth shut for a long time. But you know what? They love the country more than they love the party and more than they love the president, which is the way it should be. So Joe Biden's out there screaming about how Trump should not have the codes. Trump should not be given security. He just can't be trusted. Now, the beauty behind all of this, let me see if I can give it to you in his words. That would be the perfect thing. Let's see if I can get it in his words, right?
Someone who lacks this judgment cannot be trusted. There's a guy that follows me, right back here, has the nuclear codes.
Did you catch that? Trump can't be trusted with them. Clinton lost them. Actually, he lost the codes that get you into the nuclear football, which is a briefcase, to give you the launch codes. So he didn't, no. And that's what I love about Snopes. Snopes will say, no, President Clinton never lost it, which is a true statement. In the purity of the statement, no. Mr. Clinton, President Clinton, never lost the nuclear codes. What he lost was the sheet that tells you what the combination is to get into the nuclear football to get the nuclear codes. I'm sorry, not much of a difference there, right? Uncle Joe, the one you want to keep a close eye on, gets up and says, you see that guy over there? And he points to the Secret Service agent, I think it's a naval officer that carries them. And he says, that guy has the codes. So in case anything happens to President Obama, I've got the codes to work with. Really, let's point to the guy that has the codes that can blow Russia up. Yeah. And he was the one that called out SEAL Team 6. I could go on and on and on about what these guys have done to jeopardize our country, including Mrs. Clinton. But none of you Dems will agree to that, because she's your goddess. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. What the heck? We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera. A Sony color TV.
The one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. And you can get involved in the live chat room going on up there on the website. Now, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. So if I'm boring the crap out of you, you can always go up there and they will make you laugh and give you something to work with. I've asked Becca Keating to join me. She is the author of a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is volume two. And Becca, thanks for being with me.
You bet. Glad to be here, Joe.
Always,
thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. So listen, the first off, I hate to use this term, but first, give listeners a Reader's Digest version of what the book's about, and then we'll get into detail.
Well, for the citizens who want to make a difference in this nation, in this world, this book will inspire, as well as give some solid and logical foundation for making a a reality, and inspired by our founding father's faithful charge and ripped from today's headline, this is an urgently relevant content that will inform and alert you to make educated and wise choices for you and your family. So I highly recommend it. It's one of those books that's very timely, very relevant. It's a must read.
Well, you better recommend it. You wrote it.
Yeah, highly recommend it.
So listen, what's a constitutional citizen? Aren't all citizens constitutional, right? I mean...
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Sadly, some of the citizens don't even know what the Constitution is nor what it entails. And it basically is a document that assigns how our government should be running. The important thing is that when we know about it and we can actually go resource it, it's in the back of my book. So when you buy my book, you get a copy of the Constitution. There is a strength that comes with knowing the rules to the game, basically. So when somebody gets out of line, like an elected official, you can call them on it and say, hey, that's not constitutional, right?
Right. Yeah, what are you doing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but how's that working out for us, though? I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it. We've got a president that steps over the line on a regular basis, doesn't feel he thinks that Congress is just an advisory committee, and he still goes ahead and does whatever he darn well pleases. It's why do you think it's not working? Why do you think the Constitution is not being enforced and or working?
I think there's a couple of reasons. One of which is lack of knowledge of the Constitution, for one, and then I would say weak character on the part of those in whom we've elected. And that's why being a constitutional citizen or a conservative who upholds those things and holds those accountable, those that we've elected. And if they don't hold those things that we, for which we've elected them, that's when we basically fire them and hire somebody else. So we the people, I think it really does trickle down to who we've elected and then holding them, their feet to the fire. Because, I mean, why is Obama in office? It's because there was some part of our voting bloc that thought, I'm just not going to vote this year. You know, I don't have the conviction to vote for someone like Romney, who maybe is a different type of religious background. And sadly enough, that was 30 million people. Well, 90 million didn't show up to vote.
Yeah.
30 million were evangelical. So who do we have to blame? Maybe ourselves?
Yeah, I just had this discussion with somebody this morning on an interview, and I said, look, the problem with Christians is that they talk about God's sovereignty, right? You know, they talk about and that God's going to do what he wants to do, and prayer's not going to help, and this is not going to help, and that's not going to help. You want to say to them, really? So how do godly men rule, which is what the Bible says, godly men rule, the kingdom is at peace, or the people are joyful. So since when do heathens vote for godly men? So if evangelicals, if Christians, if religious people aren't up off the couches voting, how do you get a godly man in?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And that's one of the things I cover in the book, the disconnect between what I call spiritual and secular. Thinking that something political is a realm in which we can't invade, and yet it's the very realm that we should be invading or impacting. That's why impacting your world is part of the, I mean, it's the main, title. Because when we realize how important each individual is in influencing our sphere, you know, our sphere of influence, that impacts culture. It impacts our neighbors, our city, our state, our nation. And if we don't show up, then really, it's really our fault. And so the book is inspiring in that sense of really encouraging one another to know what to do, how to do it, and to, like you said, get off the couch and get going.
If it wasn't a family show, I'd have something else to say. But anyway, you know, you talk about a conservative.
you talk about a conservative citizen in the book, but are there, you know,
yes.
I have liberal friends that are very, well, they're considered liberal anyway, that are very close to my mindset. They're very close to the way we think. It can, mm-hmm. you know, first of all, what is a conservative citizen, and can liberals also be part of the equation?
Well, yeah, so let's define liberal. So basically, a conservative might be a business person that wants to own their own land. You know, that's conservatively constitutional. They might want freedom of speech. Well, frankly, you know, that's constitutionally conservative, because that's, I think, tips over into the morality. And conservatives stand on not only the morality of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I mean, life being the bottom line, but also that those things that cause a city to be healthy and strong. So you might have friends that say, yes, I want the right to start my own business. I want the right to set their own, you know, my own guidelines for that business. And, you know, be able to speak, to be free to have, and to pursue, those things those goals that seem common to all Americans. Actually, if I could move into the fact that one of the things that is so divisive within this administration and that has trickled down is separating us. And what is our strength is uniting us. So
you got to hold that thought, because we got to go to a break. I'm going to have to pay for the show. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. For stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com. More with Becca Keating right after this.
Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure,
cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Head up to the website. You can find stations and times and pick up the classic podcast. A whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website, including a live chat room where you have smarter people than myself in that chat room. And, you know, they're conversing. They're getting along. I'm telling you, so can you. I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. You can get along in there, too. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Check us out up on TheRealSide.com. Becca Keating joins me. She's the author of a book called Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is the second volume of the book, and Becca, thanks for joining me today.
Yes, you bet. Glad to be here today.
Now, let's pick up where we left off. You were talking about the, and you know, you already know I'm in agreement with you, the divisiveness of this this administration, an administration that swore they would pull us together, swore they would make us a purple country. Apparently, I don't know what the color purple looks like. Why don't you enlighten me?
Well, the thing about changing a nation, you know, it's, well, let's go back to the division part. You know, when he causes any kind of divisiveness with between color, between class, race, male, female, we can't stand. A divided house cannot stand. And so what happens is then you're talking about your liberal friend, we need to pull in and look at what is common between us. What do we agree on? How there's so many more things that we enjoy or agree on, and those are things we need to focus on. There are so many things that could divide us, but let's choose not to let that happen because we need to pull in and be the United States of America.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you, but you know this administration does not seem on the same page. You know, they seem to take a tack that either you come over to our way of thinking because our way of thinking is the true American way of thinking. Our way of thinking is the only way we're going to be successful because, you know, socialism has worked so well in so many places. When you say divisiveness, you're not kidding. But, you know, they term, are our freedoms at risk? And if so, I mean, the liberals or the people in power right now, they have a different viewpoint of what freedoms are than we do.
Right. Well, interesting enough, though, the freedoms that are at risk are not only the dividing us, but also our freedom of privacy, which includes speech, which includes faith. So you have these connected areas of freedom, and once you destroy one, it trickles down to the other. So if they can, like this thing with political correctness, if they can affect what we can say and what we can't say, then that muzzles us from actually expressing our true convictions or in actuality, our faith. And so even Dennis Prager says a good citizen makes a good nation. And so if we can't live out our faith, if we can't express it verbally as well as in our good works, how will that affect our United States? Well, it does. It affects us in multiplicity of ways. But privacy, I mean, it's starting to creep in more and more and more. So that, and in my book, I expose what Facebook is doing, what Twitter is doing, the other Google is doing. And so they have began to creep in and taken away our freedoms, even to express ourselves so that other people might know how we're what we're thinking and how we're feeling.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been caught. Subjects. You're right. Facebook has been caught now red-handed on more than one occasion, and actually with a large conservative group I'm with, they've banned every website on a regular basis on the group that I'm with, and now they've been caught, but they say, no, they really don't do that. But there's example after example, and Zuckerman, you know, wants to bring in the reporters to plead his case. So,
of course.
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Well, yeah, in my book, I actually document from another source that was, you know, from a timeline even, when they started doing the different things with Facebook. And so it's just knowing that, and then the switch around is then combating that. And so what should we be doing as a citizen, as a constitutional conservative citizen of our nation? How do we combat that? And, you know, this thing related to how our freedoms are played out in our society and being able to live a good life, especially the good life or the good works. If that's inhibited, if that's restricted, and it, frankly, it trickles down to that value of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it goes all the way back to the Constitution. So if we don't value life, and we don't value the liberty that we have. And liberty doesn't mean I can do whatever I want towards you. It means I have the freedom to do what I ought to do in order to respect the freedom that you have. And we've got that so upside down, so perverted, shall we say, that we need to just rein it back in and reestablish really what freedom is, first of all. And it does. It goes back to the Constitution, and in the Bill of Rights, it lays out in the first 10 amendments there, those things which are established under God, under our Creator, that give us those rights. Government doesn't give us those rights alone, but they are given by God. Well,
unless the Founding Fathers thought that they were the creators. I mean, they wrote the freedom that was given by, they talk about the creator, and we know that none of them are the creators. So I don't know what people who don't believe in God think that they were talking about.
Right. It's so, I mean, I have one chapter alone on the Founding Fathers, and it's astounding their faith and their turn to prayer, and they're continually seeing God's hand in the writing of the Constitution. And it is an extraordinary document. It's like none other ever written. And I think people just are not aware. And so this book helps you become aware of, and it's not a complicated subject. I mean, you know, you talk about, or you hear these people that are experts in the Constitution. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to be an expert. We can just read it and glean from it the truths of it. And then it empowers us. It empowers us to know how we as citizens should be responding to those elected officials that are in our state, that are in our down in Washington D.C. And here we are, you know, looking to elect a president, and are the candidates even following that which is what's designed?
Oh, I can answer that. No. I mean, you know, talking about you don't need an expert. You're right. No, the answer is just simply no. So, you know, when you really get down to it, and you start looking at what's going on. we've got a lot of conservative Christians, a lot of conservatives, period, who say they're not going to vote. And they tell me, do not tell them that that's a vote for Hillary. Well, here's what I said to them. Here's the deal. If you do not vote, then yes, you are voting for Hillary. And it's really simple.
Exactly.
If your next door neighbor's voting for Hillary, and you're not, you don't want to vote, you're a Republican, you don't want to vote for Trump, her or his vote counts. However, if you vote for Trump and they vote for Hillary, you void each other out. So don't give me this stuff that, you know, it doesn't matter. And don't try to tell me that if I don't vote, it's a vote for Hillary. Guess what? Yes, it is.
Well, I have this one. I have a whole chapter, actually, to vote or not to vote. That is the question. And I go through some of the different reasons that people give. But what I love most is this cartoon that I have in the book that shows, you know, this all these people on one side with their stickers, I voted today. You know, there's like, you know, a million over here.
Yeah.
And then there's like 10 million on the other side that, oh, I didn't think my vote would count. And the truth of the matter is, not only does it count, it's a privilege that we have as citizens. And actually, it's a right. It's a right that we have not taken proudly,
shall
we say. Yeah, seriously, yeah. And so I go through the different reasons and the consequences of those reasons. And just going back to the fact that 90 million did not show up to vote last time, and then we wonder why we got the president that we did. So, and 30 of those were evangelicals, and they maybe didn't show up because they just thought,
no,
like,
look,
not
let's put
my
it out there. They wouldn't vote for a Mormon, right? And what I said to my friend, what I said to my religious friend is right. So you don't want to vote for somebody who has strong family beliefs. You don't want to vote for somebody who believes in the sanctity of marriage, who believe, you know, I mean, I can go down the whole list. So we don't want to vote for them because, don't get me started because I'm going to blow up here. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I got to pay for the show. So we'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, and we do believe in capitalism. So listen to the commercials and buy something. We'll be back in a minute.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Okay, that was perfect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. She is still in a fog, and she doesn't require cocaine to get there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a list of stations and times up there if you want to catch the show later on, but you can always catch it an hour after the show is over. I put the podcast up, so you can grab any podcast you want by the hour, the whole three-hour block, whatever way you want to do it. Also, head up to my website and give me your email address. That's right. I want your email address. It's the way I get information to you. I let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, the sponsors that we have. And yes, you know what? You like shows like this. You tell me you like shows like this. There's only one way that, you know, it's about the money. There's only one way to make that happen. I need your money. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host again. Becca Keating joins me. She is the author of Impact Your World, Empowering the Constitutional Conservative Citizen. This is her second book. And Becca, first, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Right. And to let people know, if they want to buy the book, I'm sure they do. They go to BeccaKeating.net.
Well, we have no socialists listening to the show, so nobody wants the book for free, I'm sure. They'll be more than happy to pay for it, let me tell you. So head over to BeccaKeating.net. Also, we'll put it up in our bookstore as well later on, so you'll have an opportunity or option to get it there as well. You know, I wrote a piece on, you know how my pieces get a lot of, we'll say activity, I'll put it that way.
Flack.
So I wrote a piece on Monday about the president, and, you know, we don't need no stinking bills, stinking laws, because he doesn't need Congress. He can do it all by himself. When people got into some of the conversation, your comment about people being ill-informed or not properly instructed or, I would say, just plain stupid. Mm. You know, they think the faith of our founding fathers was nil. They think our founding fathers were running away from religion. They think our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. And to show you their ignorance, it goes right back to your earlier point. They've never read the Constitution. So what was the faith of our founding fathers?
It's extraordinary. You know, you have these few individuals, few compared to the British Army, that wanted to break away from a king, something like we're experiencing now, that was telling them what to do, when to sit, you know, when to stand, what was to be taxed, where they could live, you know, the whole thing. And they left, you know, establishing colonies so they could then have freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Those freedoms which were inalienable from their creator. And so they fought to establish their own nation that would be separate away from the king. And so some of what is in the Constitution actually talks about breaking away from that. And but, you know, when you this chapter on faith of our fathers, the founding fathers, it's extraordinary. Their faith in a God of creation, and to empower them to fight against the British Army, to give them wisdom, to give them insight into putting together a document that would establish a government that would be checks and balances so that there wouldn't be any overrule, you know, where the people, it would be a government ruled by the people,
a representative government. That's where people, you know,
exactly.
When people say we live in a democracy, I'm going, you're making me crazy. We don't. We live in a
republic.
There's a major difference between the two. It just shows you the ignorance of people. Just great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if ignorance is, but just not informed. You know, we have a lot of smart people that don't know how to balance their checkbook. You know, it's because maybe they didn't have it practiced that. But
the ATM says I have money in there, so I must, right? I mean, isn't that how it works?
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So there is opportunity to know what's in the Constitution. Like I said, it's in the back of my book. So if you buy my book, you have the Constitution there. And you can read it. And actually, you know, the book brings in parts of it. So, you know, knowledge of the Constitution gives us strength, gives us the Hebrew word for the guts to be strong and to stand up. The chutzpah. What is it?
Really? You're asking me?
Is that the word?
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's right. You're the Catholic boy. So knowledge of the Constitution gives us strength to know. It's the rules of the game, basically. I liken it to, let's say, a sport where we think that the elected officials are the ones that are running the game. They're the coaches. It's we, the people, that are the coaches, and we hire and fire the players. And the president is just the captain of the team, and we can fire and hire him, or hire and fire him as well. Now, the judicial branch of the government are like the referees. They say, you know, you've broken the rules. And so the importance of the coaches is to make sure that not only they choose a good team and a good captain, but they make sure the referees that are hired are reflective of those convictions in the Constitution as well. So we the people, back to that, you know, really, we need to be engaged. We need to pay attention. And if things aren't going as we think they should, reevaluate, have I been involved? Have I known who's running for city council or assembly or state senator? You know, and do they represent my convictions, or are they even in line with what would be morally acceptable for my neighborhood, my state? And that makes a big difference then when we go to the polls. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no. I tell people all the time. I say, look, you have got to do some research. Don't this doesn't sound right, but don't listen to me. Don't take what I say as gospel truth. You got to do it on your own. You got to go look. Mm-hmm. You got to find out what this person's, I don't know, voting record is,
stands for.
What they stand for, what their basic foundational moral values are. and you vote for the person that most lines up with you. And not that lines up with your cousin Frank, because you don't, you know, you don't know what your cousin Frank really believes. So I just, right? I mean, you really don't know until you really get down to it. But
and some people know, where do I find that out? So in the back of my book, I have these helpful resources that have some websites and locations to go to where you can find out. It's like voter guides. Even if you need some attorneys that you like, if you get caught in a lawsuit, you know, who to contact.
Right.
Some other things for privacy, speakupmovement.org. All those are listed in the back of my book under helpful resources. So, you know, there are places out there to find out, you know, what they stand for, what they voted on. And like Joe said, if they don't align with your morals or your family values, so to speak, then you have that right to say, no, I'm not going to vote for them, but I do want to vote for the other person. It gives you the power.
The thing that bothers me about people, and again, you know, I'm there with you, but the thing that bothers me about people who scream, you know, conservative, constitutionalist, this, that, and the other thing, I don't see the level of conviction with them in coming out and actually doing something. You know, you talk about revival, you talk about impacting the culture, you know, you talk about rising up and standing firm. I mean, we don't seem to do that well. We don't come out and support well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean, and I do feel that there's a disconnect between what, again, what I call secular versus spiritual. But I have found more and more that we are wakening up, we meaning those faithful conservatives, maybe in the evangelical realm, one of which I cite, well, I cite several situations in my book, but I got mostly excited about what happened in San Antonio, Texas, where a situation that the city council wanted to put a restriction or a regulation on the city regarding this bathroom regulation. And the churches within the community began to rise up. And there was one particular city council member that was faith-based, and she decided to meet with the local pastors regularly for prayer. Well, that blossomed into more people becoming aware and more people getting on fire to stand up for what's right within their community, for their children, for their families. And as it turns out, they got a new mayor and a new whole city council. And it was because those people within the faith-based area of San Antonio rose up.
Right.
And I think we're seeing that more and more. You've got somebody like...
I hope
like,
you're right. We need more and more representative government. But we're up against it, Becca. Tell my listeners, tell me where we get a copy of your book, and if you're posting any kind of articles or anything like that, where they can find them.
You know, if you go to BeccaKeating.net, BeccaKeating.net, you can order the book from there. It'll take you right to Amazon. They'll ship it right to your door. And then there's other books that I've written in that same Impact Your World series. Some videos that they can see me talking up a storm of my impact moments. And also, you know, seeing where I've been with Joe Messina at other times on the show. So we'll have a copy of our time on the radio on my website.
We're both going to get cut off in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.